settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Hello once again and welcome to the Spirit Work Show, a metaphysical and spiritual show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
I'm Mick Avery. Hi.
And we are mediums, healers and authors who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit communication. We focus on education. And on the show, through Mick's deep trance mediumship, we bring you the truth to the nature of your existence direct from the other side of life. And on today's show, we are going to be discussing atonement in the spirit world. How does the review of your life happen? And if you would like to join us, we'd love to hear from you. The number is toll-free in the US. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's 530-876-3222. But that's not actually free. It's only a quick call. I'd just like to say that this is going to be our last show at this time at 7 p.m. on a Monday, and we are moving to Sundays at 10 a.m. in the morning, so that's Pacific time still. So do join us then, and we look forward to many more wonderful shows together. Anyway, we will put that up on our website and post it for you.
Yeah. Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery. And as well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com every Monday, it's every Sunday at 10 a.m. PST. We're going to have, we actually have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you would like to know more about us, our book CDs, maybe book an Akashic reading or any of the other services we have to offer, we suggest you go visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, and also at www.spiritsworkradio.com. Now, each week live on the show, I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of highly evolved spirit people called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s in England, but now he's come back to share the vast insights and wisdom he has gained access to with those of us on the earth plane. And I actually have to do that right now, so we can all get on with the show. And without further ado, that's what I'm going to do and hand you back to Sylvie. And, have a great show and enjoy yourselves.
It's going to take a while, isn't it, getting used to saying the new time.
Yes, it's kind of.
I'll
learn, honest, I will.
Yes, we'll be moving the other Tuesday spot as well, but we'll let you know about that as well.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, Gregory Hay is a spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, who consists of scientific minds of all description, along with ordinary people. They're an educational team and have come to give us access to information that we need to know in order that we may move toward a more harmonious and peaceful way of life. To understand the nature of our existence and hopefully save our world from the negative spiral we seem to be caught in. So, when Mick is in trance, his spirit and his consciousness, your information is transported and held by the scientific members of this group so that we can enjoy the complete personality of Spirit Gregory. So, as Mick said, you can find out more about us from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And if you have a question for Gregory regarding our show or our show topic or some questions for a show, it doesn't have to be, enough for a whole show. Whatever you've got, send that to our website, yes, www.spirit-teaching.com. If you want to join us on tonight's show, it's US 877-876-5227 in Canada, 888-815-9756. It's not a reading situation, but it is actually your chance to talk direct to the spirit world about the spirit world, or your thoughts on the spirit world, or actually, you know, if it's something that's bothering you about life, the universe, and everything, really, Gregory's here to answer your questions if he possibly can. Oh, by the way, you can also meet with us at on Second Life at the Mystic Academy at the New Oracle Temple on Sundays as well at 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific in the virtual world of Second Life. Anyway, I do believe Gregory is with us now.
Love and light, and blessings be upon your pathway, my dear.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend. Hello, little bird. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been doing this series of Beyond Physical Death now, and it's been very exciting. I think one of the areas that we need to cover more, actually, is actually atonement, and how do we atone exactly? You know, we've touched on it. How does the review of your life happen in order that it comes about that you atone? Is it that way round that it happens?
Yes, well, very well. Now, the point is that when a person passes through our side of life, they do not necessarily move into the vibration of which they are going to begin their new life transition, if you like.
Ah.
It may be some time before that happens. Quite simply, to begin with, they may well, if the need arises or if their vibration is met with the in-kind state of other relatives, genetic members, and members of that family who meet together, so mother, father, sister, brother, whoever happens to be in the spirit world at the time. Obviously, if this is not the case, but it is perhaps grandparents or other more distant relatives who are still living, then the situation, perhaps if they are existing in the spirit world, it will be that, in point of fact, whether they meet with you or not will still be a matter of, in a sense, of discernment. Now, if it is that during your physical life you have, in some respect, given disgrace to your family, if you have created negativity in your life toward other people, maybe harmed other people in some way, then you will have degenerated your energy, which means that it might be that the energy of your loved ones is possibly present, but not necessarily that they can actually communicate with you because your vibration is of such a lesser extent. It doesn't mean to say that in respect of genetic love or the family condition of love that you expect to find in the physical world is necessarily always going to be present in the spirit world. The genetic family situation in physical life doesn't necessarily conquer everything in the spirit world, because the rationale behind it is something which is, I know that there are many realms of forgiveness which exist in the spirit world, and forgiveness in many respects is the key to the pathway of eternal existence, particularly where, shall we say, one person is in relation to their other members of their family group. But it does mean to say that, for example, if it is, shall we say, one person within the family group who has harmed other members of that family group during their physical life, they will possibly, it may take a long sequence of events for that relationship to become healed. So it's not something which is going to be overcome in a matter of moments. There will have to be forgiveness drawn, both by those who were abused or those who were the subject victim of such an attack, shall we say, in physical life? Because all of that situation, in a sense, is the first vehicle of atonement. How that person, even in the spirit world, realigns themselves with their family is something of which is actually keenly felt, both by the family and also by the being who recently passed, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So we understand ourselves so far. So if you have a situation then of abuse, who is it that they're going to atone? Particularly, of course, if it's someone from their own family. It does mean to say this is real and active. So there is going to have to be a great deal of forgiveness drawn from those relatives of that situation, of that incident. And that, then, will be something which is brought over, shall we say, if the person did something of abuse to someone else, of someone, some other family. That'll be exactly the same thing in many respects. So what you as an abuser would reconcile or have to reconcile within the spirit, and in a sense, the consciousness being worn by the spirit will be in order to ask for and transcend the forgiveness of those whom you may have harmed. So this is a situation of actuality. It's something that isn't, it's not like a line drawn in the sand, where, oh well, very well, I ask for forgiveness and I will try to atone for my events that I've drawn in my physical life, and then there it is, everything is forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
It is something which, as a being, you will have to go on and prove. And you have to prove it by the deeds you create thereon in the spirit world. To others whom perhaps are in need of restitution. I understand that in the previous times we have discussed at great events, the mentoring that goes on. And this is something which happens, as I say, because of the fact that you cannot get away with anything in the spirit world. It means that if you don't truly atone for what you have created, then and the path that you created in the physical life, it means that, in point of fact, that what actually happens is that you fail in your vibration. The vibration net of your index, in fact, just simply doesn't move. It doesn't change because you haven't actually meant it.
I see. Yes. So there's no lying, basically. You mean it, you have to mean it, or else it doesn't happen because it's actual.
It changes
your whole
being.
Energy.
Yes. And so that means then it actually shifts your consciousness. And your consciousness, don't forget, is being worn by your beautiful, pure spirit. So your beautiful, pure spirit wasn't ever the thing that did the abusing. It was your consciousness that did it. That means to say you have to actually atone for it, and in respects of atonement, what you will need to do is that you bring about sufficient energy to help other beings. And it may well be that you are not introduced to the one that you abused. And in actual fact, you will not be able to ask for forgiveness of that being unless they forgive you. So this means that atonement may well continue for, I won't say a countless number of years, because years doesn't come into it. But most certainly, the situation spent means that you will have to continue to make improvements on self, on the conditioning of self, so that you emit such situations of love toward others that, in a sense, that the victim that you had created in physical life actually releases you from your journey. And in that respect, it means, though, that they still have to, in a sense, overcome their own state. Even from you asking if you were the creature who created the pathway, shall we say, you would still have to ask for forgiveness of the victim that you created.
Okay. So you want to atone. Who do you have to see in order to do this, in order to know how to go about this, doing this? There must be somebody that...
describes it.
Yes. I mean, you said about mentoring. I mean, who tells you about the mentoring and who allocates this situation?
Well, actually, it's your energy which draws the situation. The point is that what people do not understand, perhaps in the spirit world, is that your consciousness energy is what creates your vibration, and that is on every single level. So that even though your beautiful, pure spirit wants release of this energy, it will be that oftentimes that the journey that you are made to continue to create in your in the spirit world even is something which in a sense is driven by your own consciousness connection with your past existence. So it means to say then that even if then you are a being who perhaps in a sense wants to come be welcomed back into your family, you cannot actually maybe even see them. It's quite possible that your vibration, the negativity that you created in physical life, is of such a state that you will be unable to even identify your family, shall we say. Maybe, shall we say, if it was a situation whereby you were not necessarily, that you didn't necessarily abuse someone in your own family group, but it was of some other situation, of a different family completely, that you didn't even know them.
Mm-hmm.
And that in that respect, then, you would expect that your family would have forgiven you quicker than the family of the one that you abused. It's not the case. It's still that you created that vibration. It's like a dishonor, I suppose, mm-hmm. in a sense.
Sure.
Upon the consciousness of the spirit family of all of those who were actually genetically in the past physical life connected with you. And remembering, dear friends, your genetic family is not specifically tied to the soul group that you came from. So that means to say there's a whole other realm of situations that you have to overcome, because the soul group, of course, remembering, is your spirit family, in a sense, of where you originated from. So it means to say that all of that energy is what really has to help you upon the road of recovery.
Because well, I'd just like to go back to the fact that the family, it's not necessarily that they will actually forgive you for this deed, even though you are from their family, and like you just said, not from the soul group, but... it's a bit like you say, I love that person, but I don't like them very much.
Yes.
Isn't it, really?
Yes, that is true.
So you can love somebody and not forgive them quite easily, really, for something.
The point is, as well, they will be drawn by the consciousness of your related family, now in the spirit world, will be drawn the actual energy of what they feel about you. I know that that will be a judgment. You cannot help that in many respects. And I know full well that people in the physical life would think, well, blood is thicker than water, and that you as a family must learn to forgive those whom have dishonored your family. And I am fully aware of that. The point is that the vibration difference just simply means that oftentimes it will be that those of your physical family now in spirit will not necessarily be able to help that. It's just a mechanical problem which they cannot overcome themselves, because they're of one specific vibration and you are of another. Therefore, it will mean that the difficulty which arises is simply that they will not be able to reach you. necessarily. You see, because your vibration is completely different. Not your spirit, but your consciousness, which your spirit is wearing.
Okay. If you'd like to join us with a question relating to our topic, then the phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. The number is a free phone number in the USA. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. How bad do you have to have been that you can't be reached by your family? You know, I'm sure everybody's thinking, gosh, slimy. All sorts of things that I think that I've done in the past that I don't feel too pleased about.
There are misdemeanors, my dear friend.
Well, this is it. I mean, you know, what sort of level of negativity or bad situation, mean that you have to go through what level of atonement? I mean, this is what I mean. There's got to be...
Yes. Are there layers of atonement?
Well, yes, do you know what I mean? Are there grades of atonement?
I understand. Well, the situation is that if you have physically harmed someone else, that is a situation which needs for the real kind of atonement, in a sense. Harm, physical harm, or even mental abuse. Any kind of such abuse is something from one being to another, is something which you have to overcome as a being. So that's not saying that on a scale of 1 to 10 that theft is a lesser crime, because it may well be that the thing that you stole from someone else, that their life actually depended upon it. It may well be that the activity of what you created, for example, perhaps you had created great environmental catastrophe and you knew that that was what was going to happen. That would mean to say you would have to atone for that situation because your energy and your vibration would have been vastly decreased by your activity. So it's not necessarily going to be that the activity that you created in your physical life would have been something which actually completely alters your vibration, so that it means that the degree of difficulty, shall we say, of your atonement is then exacerbated or further extended. It will be, of course, further extended if you continue with your belligerent attitude toward it. So, for example, then, if you were a person who had created great harm or mischief in any way whatsoever in the physical life, it will mean that you will have to go on and on and on in your atonement for it until the whole energy is completely dissipated. It's not a matter of this is worth this much and this is a lesser crime, so it's worth this much. It's a matter of how it affects your vibration. So you may have been a being who actually doesn't think very much about what you had created as a harm towards someone else. Perhaps you didn't even see it in your physical life or acknowledge it. What then? It's going to come as a complete shock to you that when you return to our side of life that you actually have to atone for all of this.
What if a person is so absolutely devastated by the past deeds and is actually sort of relieved to get to the other side because it means that they don't feel that they have to keep either harbouring them within them and within their past memory, or to still keep creating them, recreating them, because maybe it was some sort of addiction that they had.
Yes, and then creating and then unfolding negative energy.
Exactly.
Yes, I understand
that. But that they couldn't control.
Yes, I do understand that. And obviously, such a kind of a situation like that, which may arise from a physical addiction or some other such method of craving, shall we say, satisfying a particular kind of craving, which then puts out of balance, out of perspective, the actual deeds you create, does not necessarily mean to say, for example, that a drug addict will be forgiven easier, in an easier way, because they were not in their right mind. Mm. The point is, they still knew that what they were doing was wrong. So even a person who became a drunkard and then through that drunkard state abused others does not belie the fact that they still abused.
Well, I mean, those two are quite different, aren't they, as well? I mean, a person who's responding to a physical stimulus like the drug situation.
Yes.
And a person who does it through alcohol is different. That is very different, I feel.
I understand to a point. However, I would have to say, friend, to a certain extent, people who are addicted to alcohol actually run a similar kind of dependency upon a chemical reaction which takes place within the physical body, which means that, and that, however, may not just be the chemical reaction, it may well be a psychological misinformation about how that chemical reaction is actually happening to the physical body. This is all a part of the consciousness will, but also part of the consciousness memory, which continues to live upon the spirit. So what you have to do is understand that this consciousness atonement is still a very real act.
What about, yes, so this, if you're responding to a drug-induced mind or,
yes.
or reaction, shall yes. we say, and you create bad deeds on others and that sort of thing, when a person gets to the spirit world, feeling, you know, the person, like, say, the drug addict, how do they feel when they get there? Do they still feel that they have that dependency?
An interesting point, friend. That will depend upon how they are able to reconcile where they are. As it may well be that for some, they continue in that vocation. That doesn't mean to say that they created it, therefore they have to live by it, because that would be like saying that a person who has their legs blown off still has their legs blown off in the spirit world. It isn't the case. So the point is that that is a physical actuality which happened in physical life and is no longer present in the spirit world, because once you pass to the spirit world, those kinds of physical present conditions were actually undone, if you like. They were restated purely and simply because it's a consciousness situation. However, if this was a battle of your consciousness, one part of you over another part, it means to say that you will still possibly need to have help, not saying that your spirit is damaged, because your spirit is pure, but your consciousness is damaged. And that consciousness needs to be healed by the processes both of forgiveness, as I have said, atonement, and also by the processes created by others around you, so that your family group will come and love you. If there are no family group, or if it is that you have returned to the spirit world, to your soul group, maybe you didn't even know who your physical family was. Perhaps you were a person who was adopted as a child, so therefore never knew your physical family. Doesn't mean to say that your actual chemical family and the resonance of that chemical family will not be present. Whether you feel them or not will be something different as a spirit being. All of these levels of atonement will depend entirely upon the registry of what you've done and how you overcome it. So, I know that this is possibly quite difficult for people to perceive upon, and I admit it's a difficulty to describe it, purely and simply because we're dealing with issues in different levels of vibration which have a bearing upon the level of atonement achieved, and even whether you as a spirit being, with this kind of incrustation, if you like, upon your spirit, of your consciousness, it means, well, how is your beautiful spirit going to see through this?
Okay, well, we'll hopefully cover all areas of that. But any of us on the Earth plane, we learn from cause and effect, being on Earth, and survival of the fittest and all of that. And many who are even on spiritual pathways now have sprung from and learnt and from things that they've done wrong, basically.
Yes, of
which,
course.
You know, that they've got on their spiritual path because they've done all of the, they've done these deeds and they've come out the other side and realization and all the rest of it.
Yes.
So how does this fit in with atonement in the spirit world? Is this their atonement on Earth and you have atoned because you have chosen a new clean pathway?
Yes, absolutely
yourself?
So. I have to say it makes a great deal of difference. It changes your vibration. Naturally. So it's not to say that forgiveness doesn't exist. I'm saying that it does exist, but that it has to come from yourself too. And that's a part of the pathway, friend. So that if you were a person who created abuse or who created harm towards some other being, then, for example, then if you did that and you created harm to other animals, shall we say, we're not talking about human beings, but that if you did it through that, to your own, so say, enjoyment, or what you saw as your enjoyment, or perhaps you laid waste to other life forms simply through your uncaring attitude, or something like that, then perhaps a way for you physically to atone for this in your present physical life will be that you go and work in an animal sanctuary, or something like that.
In the spirit world?
No, I'm saying in your physical life as a way of atoning for it.
All right, so I was just writing down some notes then.
Yes, so I'm saying then in the physical world, in your way of atonement for it, you would go and do something which was ecologically returning for your energy. Therefore, it means that you are doing something which is beneficial. That doesn't mean to say that gives you leave then to go on harming other physical life. That will never do.
No, actually, you've said before that in the spirit world that your vibration is the thing that actually changes you, or changes with you as you change, and that you've also said that lies are red as well.
Yes.
A colour.
Yes. Which is very interesting, seeing as, well, what if, then, the spirit world isn't actually gathered light? Or what if it isn't responsible or reactive to light emitted by the sun? That denotes, then, that the spirit world itself is physically reactive. Because light comes from the sun in your world, in the physical world, does it not? So my point here is that you always rely upon everything being actual in the physical world. Yet in the spirit world, there may not be the sun. How can it be that the sun exists in the spirit world when it's a physical matter? And we're saying that the spirit world is non-physical. So therefore, how do you get to see anything if light may not exist in our world? What it creates light? What creates the absorbance of light? How does light refract from one surface living from another one that is not responsive to the living physical condition because it's not a physical matter? How then are you able to see things of previous matter which no longer exist? You follow me?
Absolutely.
In the respects of when you try to grasp what the spirit world is, you are, and I know full well that we're talking about atonement and those matters, but in many respects, we are also talking about how the energy of consciousness surrounding your spirit has a bearing upon its effect, which was previous to physical matter acceleration and its vibration. If we, as I am saying, exist in the spirit world without physical matter, it must be without all planet, without all sun, without all other engine or manifestation or physical state which provides the things that you acknowledge in your physical life. True?
Yes.
So this means to say it's an alternate world in which the spirit world and the manifestation of energy creates the light in itself.
That's why we find it difficult. That's why, you know,
obviously
you find it difficult sometimes to explain.
To explain it in physical terms that you understand.
Yeah.
Because the way in which we ascribe a different vibration means that everything within it vibrates at a different rate. So that's why when you are in physical life that you don't see it. And when you are changing and altering your vibration, you see it psychically or see it as a kind of a situation of a murky world surrounding you, or maybe the images that you see are fleeting yet complete and whole. That is why it is that I have been set to such great pains, in a sense, to try to explain the actual mechanics of how this interactivity works. How you must understand, if you are going to grasp the spirit world and how manifestation takes place, is to do with your grasping of how your vibration may change because of, as we say, the love, energy, the beauty, the attraction of creation that you want to bring positive energy towards something else rather than negative energy towards something else will alter your vibration to a quickening. That means your vibration will be faster, which means that you will then see those in the spirit world more clearly than others will see who are not of that vibration. So it means, dear friend, that is why we ask of you, implore you, to sit for your spirit, to sit for that relationship so that you raise your vibration so that not only that you see those on our side of life, but that you understand the atonement you must make for your own life and therefore recover it so that you don't have to go through all of this in the spirit world.
Okay, so what about the review of your life, though? When do you get to the point in the spirit world when you actually have to, it's almost like we seem like you get put in front of a panel or something.
Yes, but you don't.
No.
You don't get put in front of anyone. You get put in front of yourself.
Okay.
That's absolutely it. You get put in front of yourself. There is your whole life in front of you. And what happens is, however, now it may well be that some people, their experience of their life review is that it happens within their family group. Within their family group setting, maybe because that is where they feel their attraction of love lies at the time. Yes, perhaps they were brought up to think that way. And so, therefore, they depend upon their ancestral family memory and their ancestral family history now in the spirit world to actually then relate this whole incident in. It means to say then, that what you have is that your life is then played out in front of all of your family. Too embarrassing then for some people.
Right. And the soul group situation?
No, I'm coming to that.
Coming to that, okay.
So I'm saying that if you as a being relate to your family ancestry in that way, and that's what you expect to happen, that's what will happen. Doesn't necessarily mean to say that it's not also being played out in your soul group. Because remember, your soul group is the place of intention, is the place of where your spirit actually originated from. So this means to say that whatever happens in your life review, as after you have passed to our side of life, it's going to happen in your soul group at the same time, regardless of whether you are actually feeling that you are present there or not.
Oh, okay. Because your energy wouldn't be aware of that.
Exactly. It may well be that you have no understanding of your soul group whatsoever. Perhaps you were never taught it. Perhaps it was, this is completely alien language to you. As a physical being, now listening to my rendition of it, or as a spirit being, now on our side of life, and perhaps it never even crossed your religious mind, or perhaps it was never any perception taught to you throughout any cessation, any occasion in your life, then it means the cessation of what you had thought had transpired. You are relying entirely on your ancestral memory group.
Yes, well, that's quite interesting, really, because a lot of the situations negative people create, a lot of it is in fear of their family finding out, and actually taking things to their death is something that they feel that they've achieved successfully.
In order to get round it.
Yes, in order to get around that.
I know it's not going to happen, because it's all going to be revealed anyway.
Yeah.
My point is, the point is that whatever you created in your physical life is going to be there both before your ancestral family and your spirit family, regardless. And it may well be that your actual motivation and the situation that you created in your physical life, now in spirit, that it's something that your family doesn't want any part of.
Mm.
Maybe they've seen a bit that you have brought a great disgrace upon them. How are you ever going to change that energy? Means that you actually have... There is a pathway, absolutely, yes. And it will be plainly marked. It will be revealed by your own energy. You will see it for yourself. Because, and I know this is very difficult, once again, for people to understand, but it's actually, the pathway is revealed upon you beginning to atone for it. It's then lit.
But what if your family are bad eggs as well? You know, I mean, they're not worth you, you know. Who cares if what they think of you?
Then
because actually they were a bad bunch.
Yes, quite so, I understand. Then it will mean that you won't actually meet with them in your atonement. Because a family that is that way inclined, it won't be throughout the entire history of the family, because that will be like saying the whole of humanity is the same. Because you're all related. In some respect, don't forget.
Yes, but for instance, we had a question from somebody else the other day, didn't we? Saying that, you know, his family, all his relatives and family were crooks, criminals, and
yes,
renegades.
Yes, absolutely.
And that he was actually the only sort of semi-spiritual person in the whole family.
Yes.
So, you know.
Well, he won't see them.
No, that won't be the case.
He will have to forgive them, and they will have to forgive themselves one at a time. Not en masse, but one at a time. So that's a situation they have created for themselves. That's not his fault.
But
he was only born into the family. He wasn't there. It wasn't his purgatory to do that.
Hmm.
You see what I mean?
Okay. So where does your doorkeeper come into all of this then? Because that's supposed to be the person that was the witness to your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Who walked with you the whole... the way through.
Yes, and will be present upon your passing and will continue with you as well. That's the point. But it will only be when you feel that being's present because you ask the question. The point is, it may well be for some that they don't ask the question for a very long time. So your doorkeeper may be actually stuck with you for a very long time after your physical passing, until such time as your consciousness awakens.
Ask the question.
And ask the question, yes.
Which question?
Who's this?
Oh, actually, who's a doorkeeper?
Yes.
Who are you?
Yes. Because they'll see them.
Right, okay.
Because even regardless of the fact that you may have created the vibration of a great dishonor, mm-hmm. and therefore become a lesser vibration, your doorkeeper will still be seen.
By you?
Yes.
Okay. Right. That's interesting, isn't it?
Because it'll be that person, that being's energy, which you will identify with, even regardless of all of these situations you've created. And that doesn't mean to say that your doorkeeper is going to say, well, you did this, 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 and this wrong, and therefore I don't like you because you're a bad person.
Yes, it's like a traffic warden.
Because that would
standing
be like
there with a little notepad.
Yes, because that would be like they were making a judgment upon you. They would simply point out, if you asked of them, well, who are you, why are you here, they would tell you.
Okay.
Yes, I am your doorkeeper. I am the being who is the witness to your life. You cannot get rid of me.
Okay.
How wonderful.
Okay, so that's only if they get asked.
But their vibration will be there anyway.
Okay, so does a doorkeeper have to answer to anybody or to relate back to anyone, relay messages back to somebody that helps them in their job and what they have to do and what they should do next? And that sort
on
of thing.
On what the doorkeeper should do next?
Yes.
It's, in a sense, it's the vibration of atonement that is created by the consciousness of the previous physical being, which actually then separates, in a sense, it then becomes that consciousness begins to understand and accept the love gift that finally they are responding to from their doorkeeper.
Okay.
And that whole love gift that they respond to is the key to letting the doorkeeper go.
Because they are on their journey of atonement. They are actually going to make recompense.
Yes.
For their deeds, because he or she can see their vibration changing and lifting or
yes.
whatever.
Yes, and that means then that the doorkeeper will have done all that they had set out to do, which was to chaperone you through your physical life.
Okay. There must
it's a beautiful situation. Really beautiful.
Well, to see somebody's energy lift and want to come into the fold, as it were, must be one absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely. So it's something which thrills many in the spirit world from one time to another. It doesn't matter who the being is or what they have created. When they finally reach atonement, when that situation arises and their doorkeeper's love for them is absolutely appreciated at that point, the love between them is of a blending atonement which manifests great energy.
If you think about the people that cause death, destruction of hundreds of years ago, or even thousands of years ago, the atonement for those situations, if they want to atone for it, is going to be quicker than now with the amount of people that somebody can, say, kill these days.
Yes.
You know, with the weapons that we have now.
Yes.
Which is a point that just jumped to me.
Yes. It doesn't make one any less than the
oh,
other.
Oh, no, absolutely not. But you understand what I'm saying, though.
Yes.
In those situations with people that kill many, is it that once they atone for the whole, once they they have come to the realization and the disgust and that they have done this and that they want to atone, do they have to do it to the individual people and
yes.
their relatives
yes.
and that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
It's not a blanket thing.
No, it is not.
That would be quite a painful situation to come to the realization of once you have discovered that to be the situation.
This is true. Mm. Absolutely. The realization of that and the humility of it, which it produces. I know humility is an emotional field, and therefore something which is at the behest of your chemical reactive state. But that's because you're a chemical physical being. In the spirit world, it is just the same, because you are dependent upon the energy of your consciousness and your cell memory, don't forget. Which means that your cell memory makes you still reactive in a physiological way, but which is actually psychological, because of the memory is in fact intact and very real, and still active.
Well, that's another show on its own, isn't it?
You understand. I know it's difficult at times. It's the explanation is really quite simple. It's when, however, you break it down at a molecular level, and you try to understand something which is non-physical, yet remains within cell memory, therefore it must be conscious.
Mm. Yes, that is difficult for us, to, like you say, again, in a world that is non-physical.
Yes. Then it means that how can things then any longer be reactive? It's purely and simply because of cell memory and the consciousness that it remains active. I know that would mean then that it's only active for as long as you give it energy. Surely then, if you simply walk away from that energy. But where do you walk to? On what's walking if you don't have a physical body?
Wow.
You're stuck with it, you see, because it's all around you and it is you. Therefore, you cannot atone for it unless you are pure in your atonement. And it has to be throughout every fiber of your being. Otherwise, it simply doesn't work.
And it's realization. Atonement is a realization.
Yes, of wrongful acts and the seeking of forgiveness for them in a real way.
Okay, well, that's been absolutely fascinating as usual, Gregory. Thank you very much.
With love and light and blessings be upon your pathway, my dear friend.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. Don't forget that we will be moving to Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Pacific, that's 1 o'clock Eastern, and starting from next week. And we hope that you will come along with us and join us then. And just like to mention our website again, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, if you want to get in touch with us, suggest a show topic, or send us some questions, or book yourself an Akashic reading with Gregory, then we'd love to hear from you on enq@spirit-teaching.com. You've been listening to Spirit's Work. My name is Sylvie Avery. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.